It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Sal's kind enough to fit us in today, given the good news on Maxwell Hairston. Yesterday we'd been contemplating the worst, Sal, that maybe this would be a season ender. But much better news than that. Looks like only a few weeks and could be ready by week one.
Yeah, I think good news is in context, right? I mean, because we did see the video and it did appear that it could be much more serious, I think learning that it is an LCL sprain, which is what I was told via a league source, and the ACL is intact, that is good news. I mean, it is still not good news that you're rookie first-round cornerback who bases his game off speed, acceleration, change of direction, is going to be out a few weeks. But look, it could have been a lot worse here. We obviously, we know now, and you know, from what I'm reporting and others have reported, that it looks like, you know, he has a chance at least to be ready for the regular season, but we'll see where it goes. I will say this, just to make note and clarify for everybody. The Bills don't generally give timelines on injuries, and I will report through my league source that there is no definitive timeline on his return at this point. I know that it was speculated by Ian Rappaport that maybe up to about as little as 3 weeks, but that's his report. I will say from anything from what I've heard, there's no confirmation on any timeline to return.
No reason to even offer one, you know?
That's like, right.
We would have some history with this particular injury of how long it tends to take, but everybody's different reaction to the pain, whatever kind of confidence you have on the knee. What the team wants to do, how slow they want to take it. I mean, it's really not even worth guessing.
Right. And on top of the fact that the Bills just don't do that anyway. The Bills are, right. We've talked about this many times. The Bills are pretty notorious. Sean McDermott does not put timeline in injuries. And the reason is very simple. Like, you don't want to paint yourself into a corner. If you say a guy is going to be back in 3 weeks and it's four, there's a lot of questions. Why? What happened? Medical staff didn't do their job. He didn't rehab right. Things like that. If you say a guy is coming back in 4 weeks and he comes back in two, it's like, what do you mean? You didn't know about the injury and how severe it was? So you just don't do things like that.
If ever I were to call in sick with the flu, I would never call it the 24-hour flu because then they know I'm back tomorrow. Like, I'm
right.
I better be here the next day. What if I don't feel good the next day?
I don't know how
many hour flu this is. Who am I? Marcus Welby?
Oh, my God. Sal, this show needs to be pulled over.
Give me a new doctor.
Or maybe
who's
taken
a new
out back and shot. What did Marcus Welby?
Give me a new doctor.
Oh, my God.
Later. Give me a new one. Later we'll update that. We'll take that out in post.
Will McDermott talk tomorrow before practice, Sal? Is that scheduled?
No, he is not scheduled to talk tomorrow. He's not scheduled to, but we could hear from him. He may...
Because of this news.
I don't know. Or we could get something from Sean. A lot of times what happens in these situations is you might get something more official from the Bills. You know what I mean? But so we'll see about that. And when it does happen, when he does talk, and I you know why, guys? He's actually talking before the open practice.
Oh, Friday's the practice. So, right.
Yeah. So I would think what do we hear? These are just terms Sean McDermott uses, right? Week to week is a term he uses.
Mm-hmm.
Going to miss some time, you know, things like that. Like those are the things that he says a lot when we know there's no definitive timeline, but a guy's going to be out a little while.
What has been your assessment prior to the injury of how Hairston was doing? I mean, I know Tre'Davious White has been getting more of the run with the ones, but Hairston's gotten some. Like, to your eyes and just from talking to coaches and players around camp and other media, like, what do you think he is struggling with and what do you think he was maybe excelling at, Hairston I'm talking about?
So I don't think he's been better than White. I think White's been very good, but – that's why. I think Tre'Davious White's just been really good. I thought he was the best player on the field, as we talked about yesterday, which is really nice to see. Where I like where Max Hairston has made a lot of growth since OTAs and minicamp is his ability to know where to be, to line up correctly, to understand concepts. And I only get that from, and I can get that just garnering from being down there on the field, watching practice, listening to people talk to him, where are you supposed to be, telling him where to line up. Hey, That's your spot. Move forward. Move left. I don't see a lot of that happening out of training camp. You know, and it's good. He is always over, and it's really cool to see two things with him. After almost every rep, he talks to Jamil Adai, his corners coach. They just kind of talk about things. They go over things, which is really great. And honestly, you know, whenever Tre'Davious White gets subbed out, for him, they look at each other, they pass each other, do like a fist bump, a high five. They say something to each other. It's like, you know, he knows that Tre'Davious is there to help him, and I think Tre'Davious wants him to know that he's there to help him. Where I think that he still can get better is just in the physical playing the ball right now and where to be when the ball arrives. I think pre-snap has gotten a lot better since OTAs and minicamp. He has made a few plays. He's also been beaten a few times where I think, you know, if he is a little bit closer to the receiver there, if he's running a little bit more, stride for stride with him. But look, it's not like it's happening every day where he's getting beat. That happened against Keon Coleman the other day when Coleman made a great adjustment and Max just kind of flew by him a little bit instead of understanding the concept of where the ball is going to come down. But he also made an incredible play the first day of practice when KJ Hamler was basically right in the end zone awaiting a ball. Nobody was within him, and all of a sudden Max Harrison understood, I need to be right there, right now, and he got there.
Well, Trey White, I mean, all the more reason with these latest developments with Harrison to think he'll be in the starting lineup week one against Baltimore. It's kind of incredible. Like a year ago, this would not have sounded to me like anything I'd ever want to do with as much admiration for him as many of us have had. But that'll be one we talk about leading up to the Ravens. He played for the Ravens in their last game here, and so they know who they're dealing with in Trey White and vice versa.
He did, and you're right about that. You know, and the Ravens at this point look like they could be without Isaiah Likely. Obviously, that's a pretty significant blow for their passing game. It's not built on the wide receivers, right? Their passing game is good enough. Rashad Bateman's pretty good, and Zay Flowers mostly in the slot. But this is not a wide receiver, outside boundary wide receiver eccentric offense, right? So maybe something there is a great way to kind of just see where to get Tre'Davious White, his feet back under him in the regular season game. He's going to have some time in preseason before that. You know, you're not throwing him right out there against the top receivers in the league and top guy in the league and saying, go cover him. You know, Christian Benford's going to be your cornerback one in that scenario. But I agree with you, Mike. I mean, you go back a year ago and, you know, after he was released by the Bills and Tre'Davious White, you know, goes on, he signs with the Rams and always felt kind of, oh man, I can't believe it. And, you know, this guy had such a promising career. He was so good and these injuries derailed him. And now here we are, and he's back in the fold with the Bills. And not only back, but, I mean, I think he's energetic. I think he really is confident right now, and I like the way he's been playing.
And by the way, Zay Flowers left Baltimore's practice yesterday with an apparent leg thing and was not on the field for practice today. That's the latest I have on that, which isn't much, but there could be something there too.
Yeah, so remember he missed last year's playoff game, right? He didn't play against the Bills last year.
Right. Yeah, right. Flowers.
Oh, yeah?
He got twisted. What was it? He got twisted in the Pittsburgh game on the sideline or something and maybe missed that game. I forgot about that.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for fitting us in here, Sal.
You got it, guys. Have a great one.
All right. There you go. That is Sal Capaccio on what was supposed to be his day off. But, you know, we had Max Harrison news. Good news, relatively speaking. You know, better news than we thought 24 hours ago anyway. Training camp coverage continues to be brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today.
I had forgotten that about Flowers. That game, Andrews 5 for 61 in the fumble, Likely 4 for 73 in a touchdown, Bateman 4 for 66 in the touchdown. That opened the scoring. Anthony Miller had one. Tylan Wallace, yeah, it's a big loss. I think of Flowers, and I think of the fumble in the playoffs against Kansas City at the one-yard line the year before, which was weird because the Chiefs fumbled on the one-yard line here the week before.
That's right.
And the Bills recovered that, and the Chiefs recovered the one in Baltimore. Game changers. Well, it was in the second example, at least, because the Bills lost anyway. 803-0550 to join us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.